The following podcast is not real. Enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is what you need to know. About 2.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern's Vermilion Minotaur in the prison town of Hog's Face in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my buddies, my good friends, my boon companions, who I usually introduce one at a time, but I have decided, in the spirit of equality and friendship, that I am going to somehow introduce them at the same time. Both the wizard that talks and...
Well, then you introduced him first.
Yeah, I really backed myself into a corner with that one.
Even if you would have said, like, Chusador, which is a portmanteau of Chant and Usador, that would have been
That's
me first.
That's true. How about this? My two friends, who need no introduction, who will now introduce themselves at the same time right now.
I am Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Lights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Trakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalk. The dwarves know me as Zonin Huxtanges. And I am known in the Northeast as Gasmuenius Maestar. And there may be many other secret names that I shall ne'er reveal to you. Oh, and these names have such great powers. Oh, powers you can scarcely imagine. If you were to utter one of these secret names aloud, your face would grow flowers.
Chunt.
That worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think that worked. Let's do it that way every episode from now on.
There's a new norm. New norm.
Yeah. Speaking of which, who is that new guy at the bar?
That's Norm.
Oh, every time he comes in here, everybody yells his name.
Yeah. He's at a place where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know. You know, sometimes I've always just wanted to go to a place like that.
You're here.
I am here.
You'll doof? Arnie?
Yeah. Guys, you know what? I just feel like talking about buttholes right now.
I mean, you know I'm game.
Yeah, of course, always. I have two of them.
I do too.
I've got one.
Five buttholes.
Check. All right. I'm going to start a list of... I'm trying to be a little more professional about this podcast, so I'm going to make like a rundown.
Wait, is that a... We're doing fun butts? Fun butt bits?
Fun butts.
Fun butt bits?
No, I'm trying to like take it more seriously doing this podcast because I know that in some way that is going to be the way that we will figure out how to defeat the Dark Lord.
Okay.
So I'm going to have like a rundown. So introduce the premise of the show. Check. Talk about butts. Check. Say glass anus. Check.
Don't
I said it a little
cross
bit
that
late.
One out. You don't need that.
And now we are in the section called banter.
Yeah.
I carved out about 3 minutes for banter. I'm guessing we're going to go way over that.
Is this considered banter right now? Have we started?
Because
if so, I want to have richer banter. I feel like this is just small talk.
Oh.
Mm. Oh, I have something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, I've been using my 1 hour of computer time that I'm allotted per day. And the more I look at stuff on Earth, the more I realize that I think I belong on Earth. I want to be an Earth person.
Oh.
So whenever you find whatever portal thing you came through, I'd like to go back with you. You know, because I'm looking online and I realize that one of your biggest pop stars is like a snake. Taylor Swift.
A snake.
Yeah, I was looking on
She's a
her.
Snake?
She's a snake that sings, which is amazing. And I have been seeing sneak previews for this TV show called Ballers, which is amazing. It's about a rock. It's about a rock.
Uh-huh.
Who
is
other
a ball?
Rocks.
What?
I love rocks.
I know. I think you'd love Ballers. It's on Hibbo.
Of all the things the history of my planet has presented, the thing that you're most excited about is something
Hibbo's
called
Ballers.
Ballers?
Yes.
It's Hibbo's Ballers?
Yes. I know what you're thinking. It's not about what you're about to say.
What?
We were about to say hippo balls.
Oh, no. It's I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say it's not Tiv, it's Hippo.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Also, you measure your fruit by the foot, which is something I never was told. Like, I feel like because you've kept so much earth stuff from us, when I go online, it's like looking into the most wondrous thing I've ever seen.
Height or length?
Oh, the foot?
Yeah.
I believe that's height, right?
Well, most fruit isn't over a foot tall. Why would they use a foot?
I don't know.
That's why it's so great.
Oh.
You never talk about earth stuff.
Well, there's just so much earth stuff. To me, the stuff on earth is sort of mundane. But the stuff on your world is exciting.
Snake singing and Hippo's ballers is mundane.
And there's nothing mundane about salsa.
Oh, no.
This week, I have created a new creation. I have recently fallen in love with the earth delicacy, salsa.
We got a real mundane cook over here.
Prepare yourselves to feast upon this amazing creation. It is a strange cousin to salsa. Enjoy this guacamole.
What's a guacamole?
Guacamole.
Sounds like you're giving up in the middle of saying a word.
It's made out of avocados. It's delicious.
Oh, just say that. Just say avocado mash.
Avocado salsa.
Mmm. Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, let me look at my rundown here. Usador talk about salsa. Check. Me give a deep sigh. Check. Banter. I'm going to put a question mark next to that one. All right. We're moving along, guys. We're moving along into this professional podcast.
Wow. Is guest next the next part?
Oh, yep. The next part is introduce the guest. So, guys, I'm so excited. We haven't had a nymph on the show.
Oh.
So, I've invited Gary, the forest nymph. Check.
What's
Gary,
up,
how are you doing?
Hey, what's up? Good. What's going on?
It's a pleasure to meet you, Gary. You're a magnificent specimen of a nymph.
You know, I don't know what all nymphs look like, but you're kind of like half fish, half... This isn't going to mean anything to you, but you kind of look like Michael Jordan, who's a very popular man on my world.
Okay, so that's a good thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Then I'll take it.
Yeah, except for your mustache. I would rethink that. But
you don't like it? It's small.
It's a little weird. Like, why not more? Why, if you're going to go mustache, why not go with more of a mustache?
Oh, in nymph culture, the bigger the mustache, the more arrogant you are.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Humble stash.
I don't think he looks like Michael C. Jordan.
What's that?
Michael C. Jordan from Hibbo's The Wire.
Oh, no, no. I'm not talking about Michael C. Jordan or Michael B. Jordan. I'm talking about the original Michael Jordan. First,
who's
there
that?
Was Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Then there was Michael B. Jordan, because you sort of classify them alphabetically.
Okay.
And then after that, you're talking about in the future there will be a Michael C. Jordan.
Can I ask you something, Niff? Gary, was it?
Gary, yes.
And I don't mean to be offensive. Are you like... Because you just seem timeless. Are you like 23? Are you like 45? Like, you could be anywhere within that range. How old are you?
I'm 60-100.
60-100?
Yes. Oh, and it'll be a bit different. We have a different number system.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, math does not get along with Arnie.
That's true.
So what type of nymph are you?
I'm a forest nymph.
Okay.
Yeah, so that just means I... thrive in forests.
Mm-hmm. And you have nodes, right? Nymph nodes?
Yes, I have nymph nodes. You can see them? Are they showing?
Are they showing?
Yeah, they're
swollen.
It's embarrassing.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
I'll pull
good.
It down.
You pull it off.
And this is why we need more Nymph Awareness Month.
Oh, there's a month for awareness of nymphs?
We need a big
one. I'm from Funen. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, we're pushing it.
Oh, wait. Is it Nymph Awareness Month right now?
Yes, one of them right now.
I didn't even know. Like, I need, like, a Nymph Awareness Month Awareness Month.
Oh, Nymph Awareness Month is always at the beginning of Vishtosh.
But wait, what month are we in right now?
August.
August?
Mm-hmm.
How many days?
It's the organ harvest. August.
Oh, August. How many days are in August?
17 and a half.
Oh,
not
great.
Enough.
Not enough. It's like the shortest month.
It is.
Well, yeah, it's one of the shorter months, yes. Not perfect. I think there should be a Nymph Awareness Month twice a year.
Why not three times a year?
Why not three times a year?
Why not four times a year?
Why don't we do a nymph year?
Four might be okay.
Guys, let's not be nymphomaniacs. Let's, like, limit the amount.
So who are some famous nymphs?
Oh, there's a ton of famous nymphs. Have you heard of Jack the Forest Nymph?
Jack the Forest Nymph. I don't think so.
Yeah, he invented, you guys would call them, shoes?
What?
Oh, yes.
Shoes.
Of course.
You guys know shoes? You guys know what the shoes
yeah,
are?
Yeah.
Right? Yes, look, them. Here.
Look. We've all got right shoes. There.
Yeah.
Well, I have little booties.
Yeah. Tiny little booties.
He invented those?
He did.
I got to say, tell him. Doesn't I'm a big get fan
credit,
of his work.
Doesn't get the credit he deserves.
No.
No, absolutely.
Because right? Well, if I was to ask you who invented booties,
yeah,
you would say...
I don't know who invented booties.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, whoever did deserves a booty call out.
For oh yeah, absolutely.
That exactly.
Did that.
Gary, can I see your shoes real quick?
Yeah.
Can you hand me your shoes?
You want me to toss them over
yeah,
to you?
Just okay. And Arnie, can you hand me your pen?
Sure.
So we talked about shoes. Check. So I just want to make a check mark on your. Hey, that looks kind of cool. Let me put a check mark on the other one.
Oh,
that
all
looks
of a sudden,
neat.
I just really want those shoes.
Those are cool looking shoes.
You guys like them?
I'll give you 700 gold pieces for it.
I'll give you 800 gold pieces.
What? Being outbid by Chunt.
Okay, settle down, boys. Settle down. I'll think about it. Yeah.
So what does it do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, increase our awareness.
Frolic in the forest and dance in the streams and...
Well, that's a forest nymph. I just want to be clear again. There's different kinds of nymphs.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, your forest nymph it typically wake up at dawn.
Yes,
sure. Good time.
And then the first thing we typically do is we do laundry.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yes. It's
a good way to start the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So wash our rags and the stream.
Sure, because then, you know, then you got all day for them to dry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we do that. Play games.
Mm-hmm.
You guys like games?
Oh yeah. Every once in a while, play Dragon's Talon, or you know, we got all kinds of games we play.
Cat
or Doctor. Yeah,
it's one of our favorites.
Cat or Doctor?
You don't know that one?
I don't.
So with Cat or Doctor, what happens is I will say something or make a sound, and you have to distinguish whether or not it's a cat or a doctor. Okay.
Okay.
Here
cool.
we go. Mr. Gary, I checked out your vitals, and everything seems to be perfect.
I'm going to go with cat.
That's correct. Ah. It's a talking cat.
Oh.
Awesome.
Who's posing as a doctor, but he's not really a doctor, so he is a cat.
Nice.
I've got one.
Yeah.
I am one of two broke girls, and you've got cancer.
I feel like if I don't get this right, I'll be done in.
I feel like it's a cat with a K.
Yep.
Cat with a K?
Cat with a K.
Oh,
wow. Oh, you're denning this game. You're winning this game. I tried that. It was going to work.
Here's mine. Meow.
Meow. Ooh.
Meow.
Three meows. Three meows. Take three meows and call me in the morning. Woof.
Wolf is...
Oh, that's a dog.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So, dog?
You got me.
Yeah.
That's a trick one.
That's good.
It was a dog posing as a cat, mm-hmm. trying to... worm his way into cat society so he can disrupt their lives.
Ugh.
Rude.
Subtly very aspiring rude. To someday be a doctor.
Mm-hmm. True.
Guys. I feel like it is Nymph Awareness Month.
We heard
about one nymph named Jack, and then we move things along. Let's have some awareness about some more nymphs.
Yes.
Is that okay?
I think
so there's Jack
who
invented shoes. Yeah.
We've got to stop getting distracted. Let's focus on the nymphs.
Yes. Do you guys know about... Barbara, the water nymph?
No.
Ooh, no, details.
Babs. Yeah, do tell.
Babs. Well.
Babs.
That's like a nickname. Now, Babs, she actually invented the quill.
The quill?
Oh, quill.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you guys know what quills?
Yes, of course. In my early days, I met Babs. She was very old at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I was only about 75 years old. I'm a little over 300 now, not that you could tell. I was delighted to meet her. She was a wonderful nymph.
Oh.
Very talented, and she deserves more recognition.
Can we do a toast to Babs?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we clink quills, or...
No, we'd probably still toast with drinks, right?
Oh, okay, yeah, yes. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. As in nymph tradition.
Yes.
We drink this ale.
Okay.
Ooh, yum, yum. And waggle our tails.
Oh, I'm so sorry to interrupt. Before we do this, if I don't have a tail...
Arnie, you're being rude.
Okay.
This is very... I'm going to be honest with you. This is very disrespectful.
I'm sorry.
Mid-toast,
I just don't want to do it wrong, okay. I guess.
I'll just make him grow a tail real quick.
Okay. Oh, no.
Terran Prom.
Oh, that's weird.
It's in front between your legs.
Yep.
Okay. I'll just pick up where I left off in the, okay, in the right. Toast. We drink to you. We drink to Babs. You're the best. Girl, you're so dang fab.
Oh.
Now drink.
Girl. Oh, yeah.
Oh, huzzah!
Huzzah!
I'll just shake my
ass.
That was an option.
Oh, now I know a little bit of nymph history. I of course am most familiar with Sophia, the cave nymph.
Yes.
Yes, she was a protector of the Sword of Emeralds for many centuries.
The Sword of Emeralds.
Yes, yes, yes. A sword made entirely of emeralds. Not particularly useful.
Yeah, seems like it would be very fragile.
Yeah, it's not. It was really. They were kind of like glued together. It looked great.
Sure,
but it didn't work very well at all.
Yeah, when I was a young nymph, we would go to the site and on school trips.
Sure.
to see it. Yeah, yeah. It was pretty cool. That's where I had my first kiss.
Oh. Ooh.
Don't. No. No.
Yes.
Now
no.
Some nymph history.
No.
Hey. Here.
No.
Not dish.
No.
Dish.
Kiss and tell.
Yeah.
What was their name?
My first kiss was with a rock nymph.
A rock.
Ooh, was it Jean?
It was Jean.
The rock wrong tongue.
Nymph. Ooh.
I love rocks.
I love rock on ballers on Hibbo.
We were with the rest of the young nymph kids on this school trip.
Yeah.
Seeing the sights, and the rest of the kids were ahead. Her and I were at the back of the pack. Six or more nymphs is a pack. And
pack of nymphs.
And a butterfly flew by. Mm-hmm. Butterfly flew by. Wow. And that's the noise she made. She said, "Oh." And I said, "You like that?" And she said, "Yeah." And I was like, "Me too." She was like, "We have so much in common. Kiss me." And I started to do what nymphs do. My nodes opened up.
Ugh.
And
pull those
no, that's
off.
No.
Pull those off.
No, in my culture, that's
sure.
A sign of.
I feel like an open node is never any.
In
good.
My culture.
You're probably only, like, what, 1,200 at that point?
Yes.
Yes, very young. So.
Yes, I was a young nymph.
And man, at that age, you just must be nervous that your nodes are going to open up in class.
Yes.
Can't control them.
Mm-hmm.
Did your nodes drop by then?
They haven't dropped.
But they opened up.
Which is common. It's common with...
I mean, probably a little late, but not like...
No. No, okay. It was just
but just a little bit behind the other nymph voice.
Well, you know.
Can I also just say congratulations on getting a kiss by having a butterfly fly by and then going, "You like that?"
I
feel like that takes a pretty charming person to pull off, because I feel like if something happened that I had nothing to do with and then I nudged someone and said, "You like that?"
They'd be like, keep in mind that also, as he said, he was on the tail end of a six-pack. So
yeah.
At that point...
Gary,
yes. Well,
I have a very important question for you. Will you join me in my quest to defeat the Dark Lord? Will you swear your magical abilities and your great powers to helping me overcome evil?
Okay.
Wonderful. Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
It was an easy one. So you're good at, what do? You cast spells, you do all sorts of water magic or forest magic, trees, plants, I assume that's your job from day to day, yes?
I work for my parents' news company.
News company?
The news company. You know, news, like information and
that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
News is a thing where they make small books that aren't meant to last very long that tell you what's going on currently.
Oh, wow.
And news E's are, if you're reading the news, there might be the letter E within the news, and those are news E's.
Oh. And news E's is... It's just news, like little bits of news that you can digest.
That's great. Easily. Put some milk on it. Yeah.
A little bit of milk, a little bit of honey. You guys like honey?
Yeah. Have I seen your face on a Newsies box? I feel like I saw, and there was like a little bubble that said, "Gotta eat your Newsies."
Oh. I was young. I was in school. I needed a little bit of cash. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I do weird shit for cash.
Oh, that's right. The perverts.
So you spend your days creating stories to tell people of the current events of food.
Yeah, I try. I haven't got any good. My folks run the company, and I think they're a bit tougher on me because they want me to like eventually take over the company later. But you guys know any juicy gossips?
We don't know anyone.
We don't know anyone who killed King Belleroth. We definitely don't know who that was. Yeah. We don't know where Prince Tomblaine is hidden.
Yeah, there's actually a long series of deaths that we don't know anything about.
We don't
about.
Know what happened to the Baron Ragoon's wife.
Yeah.
Or his new girlfriend. We don't know anything about any of those things. So, barking up the wrong tree here.
Yep, no news is good news here.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, if anything changes, just...
Oh, we'll call you first thing. As soon as we find out anything interesting about any murders or intrigue or plans to overthrow the Dark Lord or anything like that. Instead, we just we're prisoners here. We're just having a fun book club. Not much to report, unfortunately.
Oh, you know what? There might be a bit of business that you could spread around that we need some help with.
Yeah. Hand me that quill, please.
There you go.
Thank you.
We found a special riddle in the basement here, and we can't completely figure it out ourselves, but maybe if you put it in the news, someone will be able to help us out, share a clue.
Oh. Yes. Here's a clue.
Okay.
Its service as good King Irving Clark. Rendered where rasher foes embark. Behind our words, no need to go, but find the final undertow.
So we think it maybe has something to do with the Burger King on my world. But maybe someone here will know something about it?
Gary, did you know Arnie's from another world?
Oh, that's right. I'm from another world.
That's news.
Okay. That's news.
That is news. Yeah. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to just assume.
Because he looks weird, right?
Yes.
He looks very weird.
Yes.
You look weird.
It's
mostly odd. Right now it's that tail still.
That is a weird front tail.
That stain on your shirt, too, is still bothering me. Well, it's been weeks.
How do you wash things here?
That's the first thing we do in the morning.
Yes, he does laundry every day.
In the morning. I sleep in.
That's the opposite. You're the opposite of a nymph. What do we call you?
Terrible?
Oponymph? Terrible? Is that?
Humphin?
Humphin? The opposite of a nymph
backwards?
That's the best I could do.
Yeah.
That was good. Humphin. You're a humphin.
Old humphin Arnie.
It's funny. I thought of the same thing and then I didn't say it because I thought I could do better.
Shots fired.
Ooh, where?
Oh, I thought I saw an arrow fly by.
That would be news.
That would definitely be news.
Well, if you want to do a feature piece on me... being a man from another world, I'm probably big news.
Okay.
Creature feature
on Nymph Month.
Oh, it doesn't have to be this month. Maybe wait till next month. Is there like a human awareness month?
A human awareness month?
Maybe that was insensitive of me to suggest.
What have humans contributed to our world?
I don't know. Probably... It's probably something, but I don't want... I'm sorry. We're talking about...
Podcasting.
Yeah, I brought the first podcast to Foon. Look, I keep finding myself wanting to defend what humans have brought, but that's not the conversation we're having right now. I need to stop, like... I need to stop impulsively being like, I know we're talking about nymph awareness right now, but what about me? What about my stuff?
Yeah, you're just fine.
Well, Gary, the nymph that I want to know the most about, though...
Yeah.
Is you. What are some of these stories that your parents have not put in their news book?
This one time in Bangalore. Have you guys been to Bangalore?
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
No, where's Bangalore?
It's a vacation spot. A lot of people take time off there.
It's in the southwest portion of Foon.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
Bangalore, southwest city.
Yeah. Multiple suns.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. They have an extra one.
I was down there and I came across a gopher who was charging people to stay at a cottage down there.
Oh.
Guess what? It wasn't his cottage.
Oh, it wasn't his cottage.
No.
He had no right to be charging them to stay there?
Exactly.
Huh.
Were they still able to stay there, or did they get to the cottage and there was the doors were locked or something?
See, honestly, this response is kind of the same one I got from my parents.
From your parents.
It was just kind of underwhelmed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you see, part of being a gatherer of news is that you follow through and you check all your facts and you find out the whole story. You don't just take a rumor and then report that as a fact.
But he was charging people to stay at a place.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't his.
It just seems like Bangalore is so far away. Like, maybe that's news there.
They have two suns.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, the sun is a daily star, but that doesn't mean that what you said is news.
He was charging people to stay at a place that does not belong to him.
Right. But were they upset? Was there some repercussion of that? Were they filing charges against him with their local magistrate? You don't know any of these things. I don't mean to criticize. I don't mean to be like a surrogate parent here, criticizing your work.
Well, that's what you sound like.
Usador, you're coddling him, all right? He's never going to learn unless we take a little firmer stance when he shares these examples.
Look, Gary, it's time that you became a news person. It's time that you pulled yourself up by your shoe straps.
Well, maybe I didn't always want to become a news nymph.
Ooh, here we go.
How dare you?
The juice is loose.
How dare you speak to me like that? I'm your surrogate father. So you want to get out of the news game. What do you think you're able to do?
Gary, answer your father.
Well, I've always been good at making food.
Have you tried my avocado salsa?
Oh, no. Sigh, check.
What do I do with this?
Take one of those chips.
Okay.
Put a little bit of the avocado salsa on it. And then eat it. Isn't it delicious?
Oh. Oh. It's thick.
It is thick.
This is spicy.
Spicy and creamy all at the same time. Yay, this delicacy has been created by Usador. I have once again defeated bland flavors.
You should call it thick and spicy.
Hey, could you pass me one of those napkins? My nodes.
Ugh, you got nodes in the salsa.
This is it's good for your nodes to breathe.
You need to confront your father and tell him that you'd rather be making food than being a news person, if that's what you really want.
He'll yell at me.
Are you going to spend your whole life until you're 300 years old telling him that you are something that you're not?
I didn't think that far ahead. It's kind of day-to-daying, this thing.
I understand.
Gary, if you're going to talk to your news gathering family about how you don't want to do what they do, you need to think about how you're going to communicate that to them. You have to tell them why you don't want to do this anymore and who you really are and what you're going to do with the rest of your life and why. Did I already do why? And
yes.
Where you're going to go and how you're going to do it.
And when.
Yeah. And sometimes why.
You know, this reminds me, you know, in Ballers, this sentient rock has to come to terms that he has to put his past behind him and seek out what he wants in life. He has to be open and honest with those around him, even though he's a sentient rock. He has to become one of the ballers. Does that make sense?
Beep, 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 beep. This just in.
What were those beeps? Right. What were those beeps?
That's how we start our news.
Oh.
Yes, let him do his thing, Gary.
We want to get attention.
We're so sorry to interrupt. Start at the go back to the beeps.
This is a newsies. Beep 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 beep. This just in. You guys are right.
Wonderful.
You've opened my eyes, and that's your newsies.
Do you think that was about us?
Oh, Podor Karath. I removed your tail.
Oh, thank you. Whew. Well, Gary. Beep, 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 beep. I believe in you.
I just want you to know that what you said just now was super offensive.
Oh.
Nymph. That's very nymph. That's,
I'm sorry.
Don't say that around
other nymphs. Okay, I see. So nymph,
Don't try to co-opt.
I just have seen nymphs saying it, and I was just trying to...
Don't do that. Now, are you going to go home and confront your parents finally, do you think?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. I hope you'll come back and tell us how your life as a chef. I'm a bit of a chef myself, and I enjoy creating wonderful, delicious creations. And I would love to share recipes with you, if that's truly the path you end up on.
I would love that.
We could wake up in the morning, do our laundry, bake and cook all day, and then come here with piles and piles and piles of salsa.
You know what? To that, I'm going to say we toast.
Oh, a toast.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Quills or...
Drankanathmaum plath.
Oh, the tail's back.
Hey, everybody. We're going to do a toast. Two of my friends and one that is the host. Everybody drink. Put it down your mouth. It's going to go from the top and all the way down south.
I put the cup in my mouth. Like he said. Your instructions were to put the cup in the mouth, right?
There weren't instructions. It was toast.
You said put it in your mouth.
You took that too literally.
Oh, beep, 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 beep. I'm choking.
Well, Gary, it's been so great to learn more about you and to raise more awareness about nymphs. It seems like Chunt's only got a few more minutes to live
if we don't
get some kind of help for choking, but I'm really hopeful that you can talk to your parents and move forward with the life that you want for yourself.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for helping me.
And thanks for
hosting me.
Oh.
Wanted to do three.
I believe that you can do anything you put your mind on, and maybe it's just because you look like such an amazing person from my world who's renowned for his skill at selling underwear. But I just believe in you.
Thanks, guys. And you know what? This tiny mustache, I'm going to let it grow into a full Fu Manchu.
Oh, wow.
Have you told you about Fu Manchu?
No. Who's Fu Manchu?
Careful. It's a great guy.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Also, I swallowed that cup, so I'm fine now.
Oh, so that's fine.
I'm all good.
Good.
Yeah.
Should we do some emails?
Oh, yeah, sure. Chunt, have you got any emails this week?
I have an email here. This is to chunt@gmail.com. That's Chunt with six T's. It says, Chunt, I notice your favorite brew is mead with a little raspberry in it. Is this a reference to castoreum, which comes from the anal glands of beavers and creates vanilla and raspberry flavoring? I guess what I'm asking is, have you ever squeezed a beaver anus into your drinks?
Oh my God, that's true. Weirdly, that's something that I know about from my world.
Good question.
Yeah, on my world, not a lot of people know this, but a lot of vanilla flavor comes from badger anuses, I think.
Ah, interesting. Here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just use vanilla?
That's a very good question. Probably because it's so hard to get vanilla and it's such a disgusting
process.
And
it's so easy to touch a badger's anus.
I mean, it's difficult at first, but it gets easier over time.
Your world is stupid.
Look, it's such a, I don't know, you know, I spent a long time on my world, like, as a trivia writer, like, making video games for this company called Jackbox Games. And from everything I hear, they continue to make great games that come out every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, so my brain used to be filled with all of these amazing facts about things from Earth. Weird, trivial details like that.
Well, tell us more. I want to go to Earth.
I used to know a bunch of stuff like that, but I guess, I don't know, maybe it's just getting older or whatever. I just feel like a lot of those memories are gone now.
I've noticed a couple of my memories aren't quite what they used to be.
Now that I think about it, I think some of my memory's gone.
Yeah. Huh. What are we talking about?
Emails.
Emails. Hey, you know what? I've also got an email here. Do I, though? Hey, I've also
Arnie,
got an...
Arnie.
What?
You're trying to read a piece of bread.
Oh, sorry.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll take the bread. I remember everything I eat.
What'd you just eat?
Piece of bread.
Checks out.
No. But he... Like he read that off his hand.
It looks like he wrote it on his hand.
Here's an email I got to magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Hello, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. I know what you did this summer. I don't mean when you burned off Jennifer Love Hewitt's toupee. I mean when you told Hank to take me out. In retaliation, I've pushed a jar of spices taco seasoning through the dimensional portal with a note attached that another two jars will appear after you've been taken out. A note came back asking how much you weigh, so just say 180 if anyone asks. Hey, well, thank you. Be cool about this. I'm trying to get a good deal. Warmest regards, Rusty.
Wait, I can't remember. Do we not like Rusty?
Rusty's one of our listeners on Earth that we don't like and don't trust. And I guess we did sort of suggest to our other listeners that if they could find Rusty, they should try to take him out.
Well, that was probably a poor decision on our part.
Yeah.
Rusty, we apologize to you, and we hope that you're well and that you're listening to the podcast. And I hope that you and Hank are having... I hope you and Hank get together sometime. Perhaps you should go to a festival where the two of you sit around and listen to Hello from the Magic Tavern. All two of our listeners.
Rusty, things were said, which we regret, but there's no need to keep escalating this rivalry between us. So let's just let bygones be bygones. And also, Hank, if you're listening, kill Rusty's family.
What?
Well, what?
Kill Rusty's family. It'll teach him a lesson. We can't just threaten Rusty.
You should have told
Rusty. Rusty doesn't fear death anymore.
You should have told
He's
Rusty
willing to do anything.
Quit listening first.
Oh, shit. Rusty, stop listening.
Rusty, run it back about 30 seconds and stop listening.
Can we put this in the show notes? Rusty, stop listening right before we tell Hank to kill your family.
It's a good idea.
Have we thought about having show notes?
Show notes? Oh, that's gross.
Rude.
You like that?
Carrie, I have a question. Like, as a forest nymph, do you get along with the other types of nymphs?
Well, my first kiss was with a rock nymph.
Oh, that's right.
You don't see type if you kind of grow up like the way I grew up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You don't see other types of nature that you derive your power from.
Nope. You just kind of coexist.
Yeah.
Like a rainbow.
Oh, beautiful. Oh,
beautiful. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Rusty.
That was fun, huh? But remember, none of it was real, especially any jokingly implied threats on the families of listeners who might coincidentally be named Rusty. Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Gary the Nymph was played by special guest Namdi Ungwe. Namdi performs and teaches improv and sketch all over the world with his group Threepeat. Check them out on Twitter at Threepeat Comedy. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Levon, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Need more proof that this is all the delusion of Chicago improvisers and in no way real? Come to our live shows! Arnie and the gang will be in Brooklyn on October 5th at the Murmur Theater and in Washington, D.C. on November 14th at the 6th and I Historic Synagogue. Tickets and details can be found at hellofromthemagictavern.com, as can lots of cool t-shirts and magnets and other merch to just, you know, waste your money on. Oh, remember to rate and review the show on iTunes. Helps us keep up the whole appearances of it being not real, which it's not. And as always, thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf.